You're with Dwayne's World. Great to have your company for Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. And the greatest luxury adventures on earth, Abercrombie and Kent. Check out the Abercrombie and Kent website. They've got adventures everywhere. Some of their safaris look absolutely awesome. And you can join us on the open line as well, 1300 736 736, the open line for Werribee Kia, Australia's number one selling Kia dealer. Jim and Janan and Aid all down there at Werribee Kia. Would love your company if you drop down there and kick the tyres. They've got a few Sportages they'd like to run out that could crack a good deal with, and also the new Seltos in as part of their new range at Werribee Kia. Chief SEN news reporter Sam Edmund has been good enough to join me after a pretty big day of breaking news on the station. Welcome to you, Sam.
How are you, Dwayne? Looking forward to the weekend?
I'm excited about this footy extravaganza.
Yes.
Where I'm going to see 9 games in 4 days.
You are indeed. Full dress rehearsal stuff this one. I want to start with the Lions, though. They're bringing a pretty strong side down south to meet Carlton at Visy Park. The Blues, for their part, also unveiling their full complement that they can anyway. But I'll tell you, Cam Ellis-Yolman won't be one of them. Now, Chris Fagan, I think we all think he's one of those our favourite uncle types that we catch up with at Christmas. But make no mistake, Dwayne, he's made of the right stuff, the firm stuff, when he needs to be. Because Cam Ellis-Yolman, the recruit that was trumpeted over the exchange period, the mature age body, the hard inside body, has been dropped for this game. But when asked about it earlier on this afternoon, Chris Fagan offered this response.
No, his form just hasn't been quite good enough. So, just shows that just because you've been recruited to the club doesn't mean you're going to walk straight into the side. You've actually got to earn your spot. So he's aware of that. And he'll be looking forward to putting in a good performance in the reserves, and I'm sure he will.
What would you like to see him, I guess, develop or improve on?
Oh, no, his inside ball stuff is a pretty strong feature of his game. Just want to make sure that he works hard on the outside as well. It's part of it is just getting to know your teammates and fitting into a new system. There's always challenges for new players at new clubs.
You've got to earn your stripes, Dwayne.
And 4 or 5 different little subliminal statements there, getting
clearly,
to know your teammates. And
clearly not working hard enough defensively either is what I
sounds like it,
between
it?
The lines there. So
yeah.
Some work to do there for Cam Ellis-Yolman. Incidentally, though,
I like this, to use Ross Lyons, you execute one to teach 1,000.
That's right.
And it looks like he's used Cam Ellis-Yolman to let the rest of the group know, hey, no walk-up starts, despite how good you might have been last year, no walk-up starts in 2020.
Just because we wanted you in the exchange period doesn't mean we're going to want you every single week without consequence. Now, he's replaced by a draftee, you might remember the name of, Devon Robertson, the highly rated kid. He won the Lark Medal, broke the disposals record, in fact, in the under-18 championships, captain WA to the title. He was the only player invited to the first round meeting of the national draft last year to not get picked up.
Right.
So the embarrassment's so great, he actually wanted to go home that night and the next morning, but he stuck around. The Lions got in the next day with pick 22. So it'll be interesting to see how Devon Robertson goes about it.
Now, the Cats fine. Explain it to me. Is it as I explained it before the break? Was it an accidental oversight when it came to the GST amounts paid to managers of some players?
That's my understanding. That's been the whisper out of the club, that management fees paid for by the club on behalf of the players. But it had gone on for some 8 years, Dwayne.
Yep.
Discovered by Simon Keller, who's the COO there at the Cats, was at Carlton. So he's only been in the chair for 12 to 18 months.
Right.
I think he's probably stumbled across it, found it, discovered it. They've put their hand up and they've hit him with, well, I said to you off air, it's a decent whack. But then, as you rightly pointed out,
$5,000 a year.
$5,000 a year over 8 years equals $40,000.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's a huge amount in total. But then again, when you think of the management fees on some players' contracts, they are quite large.
Been some big contracts down there.
Yeah, it's only the GST on them. But it's some people's eyes. The Cats should have been whacked harder. And some people's eyes, they don't believe that the Cats, it was accidental. But that's the way I think the AFL has seen it. And that's
That's a determination. And the fact they self-reported and they cooperated, that that helped reduce the sanction in the first place and avoid a date with the commission possibly as well.
Tassie v Northern Territory. Now, the business plan from the Territory has been handed into the AFL. They've had a chance to have a look at it. They're not skipping down the street excited by it. They're not making any noises as if they ticked so many boxes that, we're about to go shaking hands with politicians down there. That's been pretty quiet since.
All right, you've got 45 or 50 million spare in your skyrocket there, Dwayne. Where are you spending your money? Are you sending it down south to Hobart? Or are you sending your check up north to Darwin? Or is footy nirvana? We have a 20-team competition. We have them both.
Or maybe, but then you're probably not really looking at 2025, are you? You're probably looking at 2030 and saying, okay, well, you two can come in. But how many teams does the AFL have to pay for?
Oh, exactly.
Because they're going to have to pay. They're already paying squillions for the Gold Coast, lots for St Kilda, lots for Port Adelaide. There's
AFLW
that, yep,
is a fair investment too.
That's absolutely, and they need to keep investing in that to grow that. So it just depends on how many teams they want to prop up. So if they don't believe that it's worthy, Tassie, then it won't get a team. And I was hoping their business model would stack up to the point that we're all kicking and screaming saying this is 100% on, but I haven't necessarily heard much come from AFL House, which worries me.
Were you of the impression that they were perhaps not exactly, they didn't have their hair blown back?
Oh, well, I thought that we would get an indication that they have. And I've just seen the NBL go into Hobart, and they've been really excited about their government meetings, and they've been cock-a-hoop about what's been delivered for them. So
they stole a march there, didn't they, the
they
NBL?
They did, yep. So, yeah, well, I did say the story last year that Tassie would get a team in 2025, but I'm getting a little nervous now given the business report's been in, and all of a sudden we see this Northern Territory story and there might be a competitor for that 19th license. So watch this space. I'll look forward to your digging next week to see where you're at on whether the business plan was full of gold stars attached to it or not, or take your homework home and I want better than a B+.
Yeah. Well, they just had the parliamentary inquiry down there. They heard from Andrew Dimitriou, Peter Gordon as well, the Western Bulldogs chair. Now, Peter Gordon actually drew the comparison with football in the west of Melbourne. He was told that could never happen. It happened. Mm. He thinks it's financially viable down there for sure. Andrew Dimitriou's main bone of contention was with the cost that the paper tabled to what a new stadium would cost down there at Macquarie Point in Hobart, which is a beautiful spot. I reckon they quoted about $300 million from memory in that paper, that report. Andrew's saying more like $500, $550, right, pushing $600 million. So does it have the corporate dollar down there, Hobart? We know the footy's rusted on, and maybe the same with the Northern Territory. What's the population of Darwin? Maybe 120,000?
So they're going to build a stadium in LA for a team to be moved there. They're going to build a stadium in Vegas for a team to be built there. Maybe the government just needs to build it in Tassie and say, hey, we've got this arena. You better give us a team now.
Or a bit of Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner. Yes. Build it, and they will come, Dwayne.
I like it. I might use that quote from you. Anything else to leave us with, Sam?
Hey, there's a job going at AFL Clubland at the moment, just quickly, Dwayne, and that is if you're a good letter writer, if you can pen a good letter, you might be wanted. Now, the Blues and also the Fremantle Dockers tested the water with this new match review process this year, Dwayne, in light of Andrew Brayshaw and Jack Martin charged $1,500 each for making inadvertent contact with umpire Daniel Johansson at the weekend. Now, they both wrote their letter. They don't need to go in anymore to get off the fine. And the way it was described to me was this one was quite straightforward. They were able to make a few points, and Carlton even attached a couple of images. You know, the old cut and paste on Microsoft Word there.
Yeah.
Dwayne, you just put that in. But no dice. But they're worried that when things get a little bit more complicated, how are they going to articulate themselves in written form? It's like a Dennis DeNudo sort of setup. You might just need to argue the vibe's not right.
Best coloured pencils.
But yeah, well, good letterhead.
Even with coaching appointments, if you go into that coach's address.
The PowerPoint.
Yeah, the PowerPoint presentation. If you've got the best coloured pencils, if you're the best with the PowerPoint presentation, it does reflect nicely on you. But if your coloured pencils are poor, then all of a sudden you're in trouble, aren't you? So if you've got a really good coloured pencil, guys, he's great on the PowerPoint and he can present a good case that the umpire was looking here, I was looking there.
Get him in.
Here's the round vision of it. Get Dennis DeNudo in. I like it.
Nicely done.
Great to have Sam Edmund in, chief reporter with SEN. The Hyundai A-League, where heroes are made. Roston Griffiths has been good enough to join us. Melbourne City star. Welcome to you, Roston. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Really good win over Brisbane Roar last week, and you're looking pretty strong. You look fairly solid, second spot on the ladder, and you're the best rival for Sydney by the looks of things now, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, firstly to the game on the weekend, it was probably a game that we had to win. Sort of teams that sort of started to catch us, which we were disappointed with, because I think we've sort of seen ourselves in another league in comparison. And all of a sudden, they're back amongst you. So it was an important win. And again, this weekend is another huge game for us. I think every game coming up pretty much to the end of the season is massive. Obviously, we want to try and separate ourselves from the rest and finish for that second spot. I think, unfortunately, the top spot's obviously out of the side at the moment. So second spot would be huge with a homegrown final and, chance for Asian Champions League the following season.
Yeah, it's getting dicey for Perth as well. So they obviously are going to be pretty tough to beat in Perth on Sunday.
Yeah, they're tough. I mean, especially with a 3 o'clock kickoff on a Sunday afternoon and 32 degrees in Perth time, you know, that's going to be tricky game for us. But they've obviously had Champions League and stuff to contend with, and you know, some new players coming in the squad and a bit of rotation, and off the back of a loss last week against Newcastle, who I thought were much improved and very good. So, yeah, another tough game, and we sort of owe them, I think, so far. They've beat us and we've drawn, so it would be nice to get a win and sort of cap it off, knowing that we can beat all the top teams.
But they can take your spot with a win, yeah?
Yeah, they can take our spot. They've got an extra game in hand as well, so... Mm. That makes the win, the sort of game, even more important, really.
Fairly long season, so obviously you take it each game at a time, but are you looking at the long form of it now? Are you trying to refine a game style, or have you done that to this point of the season and you won't change much of what you do?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think we came into the beginning of the season with a very refined game style and a very specific one, and it wasn't really altering. And along the way, obviously, with personnel change and various results around the league, you sort of alter and do a few little tweaks. And I think probably in the last few weeks, we've sort of found a more balanced approach. The coach's style is certainly very attacking, and he wants to win the ball up high. And, you know, there's been a few games where we've been caught out with that. So we've been a little bit more balanced in the last few weeks. And I think they'll probably stand us in good stead, especially come the final series when the game's a little bit more tighter and there's a little bit more on the line, and you know, perhaps you're a little bit nervous, more nervous than the regular season games where it doesn't matter so much.
Great to have you on, Roston. Can't wait for Sunday. I'll be taking a sneaky look at it myself, and look forward to talking to you closer to the big start. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Roston Griffiths, Melbourne City Utility. You can catch it Sunday afternoon, the Hyundai A-League, where heroes are made. Take a little break. We'll talk some racing. And we'll also take a few more of your calls. 1-300-736-736. Terry Wallace to join me in the studio in around 15 minutes' time, and we'll return to a little bit of AFL and round two of the Marsh series. 1-300-736-736, the open line, thanks to Werribee Kia. Your calls and some racing next.